Here we go. What a great afternoon, starting this morning, last night. Just great speakers. Appreciate everybody's effort out there. Made a great, great event. Listen, harvesting, I touched on that. You know, you got to find people, separated, divorced, death, and family, serious illness, accident. People are hungry, motivated, and they're looking right now. Look for people that are looking for you. And a lot of times people minimize this part. They're like, well, I know I forgot to ask about who they know. Man, that is the ultimate profiling. I usually get somebody, I don't have to do it, time to do it right now, get somebody come up in a group, maybe 500 people, 1,000 people, say, who likes soccer? Raise their hand. I'll say, Ronaldo or Messi? And if they don't have an opinion on that, they're not a soccer fan. Okay? So they got an opinion, get up here, and I say, hey, if I gave you $1 million cash to play the local high school best soccer team and keep it within 10 goals, I'm going to give you $2 million to find players. I don't care if they're pro players, they're off right now, whatever. You field a team, you out for a charity game, keep within 10 goals, who are you going to pick? So I always have them look out, and they go, well, this guy looks kind of skinny, like he can run, and this guy. And I always say, my big butt's right here. You didn't even, you know, ask me to try out for your soccer team. Like, well, you know what? Say, oh, you're looking for, like, people that can run. You're looking for football players, you're looking for big people that can run. You're looking for basketball players, tall people that can run. And what we're doing in our business is looking people that have threads of success in their life, fabric of life. They were, you know, as a kid, they mowed lawns, newspapers, whatever. Find people that babysat. They're involved in activities. They're not stay-at-home sons, 35-year-old stay-at-home sons in their mom's basement playing video games. They actually know people. And so find people that are motivated. And it goes by a lot of different things. And if you tell people what you're looking for, they will tell you some people. And I harvested like 200 names doing that. I didn't really know them. I said, hey, see if you know anybody meets this description. They had something, don't have it now. So I went through that, and I talked about it during the presentation. You go back and revisit that. Then the follow-up I do is just a simple 25% to 110%, you know, rep, district, division, regional, and RVP. And then I show the overrides. You know, if you're $1,100 at RVP, between that and 70% is 400, 500, 600, 850. So the leverage point, if you're helping produce districts, that's 25% for them, 850. It's 850 and 250. That's a huge override. If you do like I did, go promote 60 districts, you got a pile of money. You're going to make $4,000 or $5,000 per district that you personally go out and develop. So you got to go out there and look at the comp. But then the main thing I do on the comp is tell them how to get promoted. You know, you got to get 3 recruits. Then you need to produce it. You go to district, 3 recruits your sales. Then you go to district, produce a district, another district. So you got to have 3 to go to regional, 1 to go to division, 3 more to go to RVP, 6 total. And you got to do other stuff, but I'm just basically the guts of it, okay, is you got to have 6 district leaders. And so I ask people when I finish up kind of going through the company questions, no, not really. I say, great. Would you rather get paid at 50% or 25%? And I've been doing this over 40 years, and I've been in front of thousands of people, and I've been in front of some dumbass people. I ain't never had one of them say 50% or 25%. I never had one in my career go, tell me how the 25% works again. Every single one of them said 50%. Great. And I don't care if they're talking about going to RVP, building their own agency, making some part-time money. You need 3, 5, or 10 would be better. That's what I say. That's the answer for all of it. 3, 5, or 10 would be better. And as far as looking for what we're looking for, I find out if they have somebody, maybe a female in their life, a daughter, mother, grandmother, somebody, you know, somebody that's they'd be worried about going out on the town. Carload of the girls went out, and they went to a few bars, and all of a sudden, at 4 in the morning, you're 300 miles away, 4 in the morning, you get the call, says, hey, we're in the worst part of town, and everybody knows where that is, wherever you work. And you say, what's the worst part of town? They tell you. So it's 4 a.m., they ran out of gas because the little lady on the Siri or whatever said, turn left at 150 feet or whatever. Now they're out of gas, the phone's about to die. Who's the first 5 people you're going to go send to go get them at 4 in the morning? Now people have asked me, well, are they 5 pointers? I don't give a crap if they're 500 pointers or no pointers. Anybody get their butt out of bed at 4 in the morning to go get somebody for you if they're not even qualified? If the fact that they would go do that means if they're not qualified, they would give you 5 or 10 other names and help you. I want, when I set up my first 5, 10 appointments, I want those 5 appointments to show. And somebody's going to get up at 4 in the morning is going to be the person. And I'm just looking. It's like how many people can try out for the team. And what a lot of you do is you try to pick them too early, you know, what you're looking for. I'm looking for hungry, motivated people. Now, if you get a recruit in and they don't have, like, any leverage in their market, no credibility, I don't know what their situation is. Lisa Jones, single mom, living at home, no car. Okay, well, we'll give her some scripts, get around some people who have been out there mauling and do whatever they do. and go sick them. Now she makes $400,000 a year. She figured it out. If they figure it out, they're going to figure it out. But when they come up to the pier you're standing on, and they have a hole in their boat because they don't have a market, don't have leverage, don't have credibility, the dumbest thing you can do is get in a boat with them. Here's how you can fix that. Go get it. Because if I'm going to build, I'm a coach, you're a coach, on your way to RVP. Coaches get fired. I said that already this weekend. Tom Landry, Don Shula, you know, it's a matter. Jimmy Johnson. You either have players or you don't. And I'm looking for players like Arnold Schwarzenegger on a motorcycle looking for Sarah Connor. Which Sarah Connor was he going to shoot? Every single one of them in the phone book. Sarah Connors are people to go to district. I'm looking for people that got some kind of market they can get out there in front of me, have some appointments. Who's the most important person at the presentation? Not the new person. It's the recruit I'm training. I want them to see 4, 5, 8, 10 times what they got fired up in the first place. I want to watch them bounce and sitting at the table. And that's what I did because I'm looking for people that want to go do something at a higher level. What do we do with the rest of them? That's why we have an environment. Our environment is great. Get bigger, go home. I mean, we got training on Tuesdays. We got, you know, Saturday, Super Saturdays. We got Art Williams meeting. We got some other stuff we add in there. We got Keystone. We got a meeting every 2 months, a couple thousand people, Winston-Salem. Now, a lot of people say, well, in the Zoom world, it's going to be different. Y'all crazy. You lost your mind. People say people aren't going to go out. With all the threat of disease and, hey, be careful, and you did wear your mask and all kinds of stuff, you got people all over this country, go any state. I've been through 11 states in the last 2 weeks. There are people everywhere. They say, you're going to go quarantine, get back in. Those people are probably going to say, go to hell. People have a real desire to get around people at some point. I don't know if it's right now for a lot of y'all, but it's going to happen. And the whole idea, I think, I'm going to Zoom people. I got people in 37 states now. You ain't got crap. You got a Zoom IBA for $49, by the way. And you know what? I'm not saying don't get them. Get them. But I built businesses where I went to New York and put my money on the table to get those offices in place. You have to have strong people who are going to fight. If they're not going to fight and they're not going to run the business, you think you got people, you got eggs all over the barnyard, they're never going to hatch. That's why the system's critical. That's why we made the decision not to back down and do these broadcasts. I mean, do every Tuesday. And what happened is Matt and Darla, Nightglass, the greatest dadgum, you know, video group in the history of mankind, okay, and aliens too. I mean, they're the best in the universe, okay? I mean, as we went in, if I put a dollar down, they put $2 down. They went all in, toe-to-toe, and have donated so much to keep this thing going because we go back to North Carolina, I believe it's going to be January. Well, if it's March, I don't know, but it's going to be sometime. We ain't going to start with like, well, we were already three people looking at each other. You know, with Kristen and Mary, we're sitting down there. I remember when 20 people showed up. I remember when 40 people showed up. I refuse to go backwards with the environment we created. We put everything into that, and that environment is what created the new RVPs, the new growth, long range, and that's what's going to sustain moving forward in this business. I still believe it's going to be a kneecap. Now, if some of you prove me wrong, awesome. We'll just zoom our way into oblivion. I'm all for that. I think we're going to learn some things like the TV, some of the stuff we've used, the Tuesday. We're going to use some of that stuff. But I believe when it comes to having people that are going to do business on their own with their own backbone and run it, it's going to be pretty damn close to what we've already had. So we've gone out there and fought to put things in place. I can tell you when it comes down to presentation, it is simple. It's duplicatable. And you can say, well, if you add this, the more crap you add, the more complicated you're going to make it. Einstein said, if you can't explain it simply, then you clearly don't understand it well enough. You got to have people follow you, but nobody's going to follow you if it's all over the map. And that's the crap you got with social media, the media, everything else. It's not even the news. It's everybody's opinion of the news. From total hot to total cold, you burn your butt off on one side and freeze your ass off on the other side. Hardly anybody's in the middle on anything. Well, I can tell you this, at Primerica, you want to build a big business, you better make it simple, get to the point, because everything you think that you're doing that's going to help is only going to complicate it even more. They're either ready to do something, they want some coffee, or they don't. And the more you overthink that crap, you come in, let me tell you about my guy. Please do not tell me about your guy. Don't tell me about your new gal. All these people are going, you know, and they come in and they go, I swear to God, hope to die. Stick needles in both my eyes. I got to win for my mama and all these people. Whatever. Put a uniform on. You know, you really got to do it. And it takes a certain kind of toughness in these United States and North America to win big. The difference between winning and losing is this much. It's scary. I get goosebumps talking about it. If I don't show up in an ice storm, Ina Pollins ain't there, Bruce Cauk ain't here. One silly little decision, where I had all the reasons and everybody telling me not to do it, one little situation like that. I can go through so many times in my career where it's probably 10 or 15 or 20 little situations. They looked little at the time, but boy, they were big. Like John Addison, when the guy who ran Life of Georgia told him he was making the biggest mistake of his life by going to that Al Williams company. And then Life of Georgia went out of business. And the guy after he retired wrote, John, I'm glad you never listened to me. A guy told me, he said, that Al Williams thing's going to be out of business. We at Jefferson Standard, he told me this 40 years ago and 2 months ago. He said, we got almost $1 billion of insurance in force. And I looked it up. It took him like 80 years to get $1 billion in force. $1 billion of life insurance in force. My hierarchy has $40 billion in force. The hell with it. And, oh, by the way, they're not in business either. I'm telling you, you got your hands on something amazing here. You keep it simple. You get your part down. You get your story down. Duplicate, duplicate, duplicate. Embrace the repetition. And I promise you, you do that and go through the numbers, you're going to be big in Primerica, and your family is going to appreciate you for what you've done to deliver for them, because it's like Art Williams said, you know, I never thought it'd be that. It's better than you think to be in the yes position, to write the check, and make the difference in all areas, starting with your family. So God bless you, and let's go get big and not be little.